Sizewell in Suffolk. It's one of over a dozen nuclear power plants in the UK. Much of their radioactive waste is in temporary storage on site. Protesters say it's unacceptable.
Every day these reactors continue compounds the problem. So the first thing to do, of course, is to shut down the nuclear power plants. And whatever they say, the lights won't go out.
But there is no plan for permanent disposal of the waste, and today's report criticises the government for that. Radioactive waste itself comes in three categories. Low-level waste includes such things as laboratory equipment from hospitals. More dangerous is medium-level waste, for example, contaminated equipment used in nuclear power stations. The most hazardous is high-level waste, such as the fuel rods used to power nuclear reactors. For now, it's in temporary storage. Meanwhile, our nuclear waste continues to mount at 20,000 cubic metres each year. But the industry says that's relatively little compared to the 40 million cubic metres of industrial waste produced annually. The Americans face similar problems. Yucca Mountain in Nevada was chosen as a burial site for their high-level waste, but local opposition has delayed the plan. Some nations are moving ahead faster, though.
We need to take account of the experience elsewhere in the world with radioactive waste. A lot of other countries have had their consultation. They've come to their conclusion and they're charging ahead with the solution.
But the government says it's important to proceed slowly to keep the public on board. Christine McGurty, BBC News.